Our tilawat in the month of Ramadan. We read in the kitabs of many pious predecessors, who used to recite so much Quran in the month of Ramadan. They used to be so preoccupied that they had time for nothing else. People like Hazrat Rai Puri Rahmatullahi, when the moon would be sighted, the crescent was sighted for Ramadan, he would tell the people that now I'm not going to meet anyone, I am going to engage all the time in tilawat of the Quran. People like the Shaykh al-Hind, Mawlana Mahmud al-Hassan Sahib Rahmatullahi, Deobandi, he used to spend the entire night listening to various huffaz reciting the Quran. We heard the other day that on one occasion, due to standing for long periods of time, his feet became swollen and he became ecstatic with joy that today I was able to emulate the feet of Nabi Karim Sawasam, the achievement of Nabi Karim Sawasam, the experience of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also stood for so long periods of time in Salah, that his feet also used to swell up. So in this way, tilawat of the Quran must be intensified in the month of Ramadan. We have people that used to make 60 khatams of the Quran in the month of Ramadan, 2 khatams a day. So the Quran has a right over us. It doesn't need to be only recited in the month of Ramadan. Throughout the year, we ought to set aside some time to regularly recite the Quran al-Karim. But in the month of Ramadan, that tilawat should be increased. Throughout the year too, ulama prescribe that for a hafiz, minimum he should recite 3 paras a day. And for a non-hafiz, at least 1 para daily. That is the prescription that our pious elders give to us, of reciting the Quran, fulfilling the right of tilawat of the Quran. But when the month of Ramadan comes, then we ought to further increase our tilawat of the Quran. You will get many progressive-minded people, so-called armchair critics, that will perhaps tell you that what is the point of reciting the Quran parrot fashion? Without understanding the Quran, they would say, Allah forbid, that it is a waste of time to recite the Quran. Let us not pay heed to these type of people. They are armchair critics, not wanting to recite the Quran themselves. Then they criticize people who are engaged in the tilawat of the Quran. The hadith of Nabi Karim Sawasam tells us that when a person recites the Quran even without understanding, he gets a great deal of reward. The hadith of Rasul Karim Sawasam, من قرأ حرفا من القرآن فله به حسنة والحسنة بعشرة أمثالها لا أقول ألف لام ميم حرف ولكن ألف حرف ولام حرف وميم حرف أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم says that the person who recites even one letter of the Quran, for each letter he gets a virtue, and that virtue is equivalent to 10 rewards. Then Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم explains that I am not saying that Alif Lam Mim is one letter. Alif Lam Mim comprises of 3 letters. It is one word, but it comprises of 3 letters. Alif is a separate letter, Lam is a separate letter, Mim is a separate letter. So when a person recites Alif Lam Mim, he gets at least 30 rewards. Even the names of the enemies of Allah are mentioned in the Quran. Shaitan is mentioned, Firaun is mentioned, the enemies of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. But when a person sits down to make tilawat, and he reads these names, Shaitan, Fir'aun, Qarun, whatever the case may be, while making tilawat, even by reciting these names, he gets a reward for every letter. 10 rewards minimum. So the Quran should be recited. There is one of the rights of the Quran over us, whether we understand it. If you understand it, all the better. But to make such rash statements that reciting the Quran without knowing the meaning, without understanding, is a waste of time, Allah forbid, that is a very irresponsible statement to make. The Quran has such rights over us that Rasul Karim Sawasam endured great difficulty in receiving the Quran Karim when Jibreel alayhi salam used to come to him. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to pass on the Quran to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in. They in turn preserved the Quran, passed it down the centuries, the generations, until the Quran reached us, Allah has promised in the Quran to protect the Quran that inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun. We have revealed this admonition, this book of advices, and we are his protectors. Allah Ta'ala protects the Quran in amazing ways. Till today, until the day of Qiyamah, every word, every letter of the Quran is in its original, authentic form. Every diacritical mark, zabar, zayr, pesh, everything will be preserved right up to the day of Qiyamah, intact in its original form, with no commission, with no omission, in its original form. Allah Ta'ala uses various means to protect the Quran. He uses the huffaz to protect the words of the Quran. He uses the Qurra to protect the pronunciation of the Quran. He uses the scribes to protect the special writing style of the Quran. He uses the mufassirin to protect the meaning of the Quran. In all spheres and dimensions, Allah has promised to preserve and to protect the Quran Kareem. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went through difficulties in order to receive the Quran. If you study the hadith, you will learn that sometimes when the wahi revelation would come down, a verse would be revealed upon Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The burden of the revelation should be so intense that beads of perspiration used to trickle down the face of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam because of the intense pressure of the revelation. One Sahabi mentions that on one occasion he was sitting down somewhere. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was resting his head on the lap of the Sahabi. The Sahabi says, at that very moment, a verse of the Quran happened to be revealed. And the Sahabi says, that I felt the burden of that revelation to such a degree, that kada an tarudda fakhiri. It felt like my thigh would shatter into pieces. That was a burden of the revelation. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went through all these difficulties in order to receive the Quran and convey it to you and I, his ummah. On certain occasions, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to be on camelback and the Quran would be revealed. And the weight of the wahi revelation was such that even the camel would buckle under the weight of that revelation and sit down. That was how intense the revelation was. Which is why Allah Ta'ala mentions very eloquently in the Quran that لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله. That if we were to reveal this Quran on a mountain, you would see the mountain humble itself and the mountain would shatter into smithereens because of the weight of the Quran, of the fear of the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even the mountain would be overwhelmed and it would shatter into pieces. Such is the weight and the burden of the wahi and the revelation. Yet Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam withstood all this difficulty for the sake of his ummah, receiving the Quran and passing on the Quran to the ummah. So that is the intensity and the weight of the Quran that even a mountain would break into pieces. On one occasion, Hazrat Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullahi was on one of his journeys and he happened to travel through a certain town. In the town, it so happened that on the main street of the town, there was a masjid built, and directly opposite the masjid was a church of the Christians. The church was magnificently built, so to say in worldly terms, beautiful piece of architecture. As Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullah was passing through that town, he noticed that a Christian had engaged a Muslim brother in debate. And the crux of the debate is that the Christian was bragging, showing off, that look at the architectural masterpiece of our church, no blemish, no cracks on the walls, and look at your masjid, there are cracks and crevices open up in the masjid walls. So it proves, na'udhu billah, Allah forbid, he was saying, it proves that our religion is better than your religion. So the Muslim was speechless, he did not know what to answer, because apparently any person could see that the church was still in a magnificent condition, no cracks, no blemish, but the masjid walls had developed certain cracks and crevices. So Hazrat Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullah, when he saw that this Muslim has nothing to reply, He took permission that may I interject and reply on behalf of my Muslim brother. The Christian gentleman said, go ahead. So Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah said to the Christian that the Quran Kareem is recited in the masjid in Salah 5 times daily. And the burden of the revelation is such that the very fact that the masjid is still standing, that itself is a miracle. Because the Quran says that if the Quran were to be revealed on a mountain, the mountain would shatter into pieces. But the masjid has merely developed a few cracks. It has not shattered. That is a miracle. But in your church, the Quran is not recited. Saying this, then a karamat, a miracle of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi, manifested itself. He pointed towards the church building, and as he pointed, he recited the same verse, لَوْ أَنزَلْنَا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ عَلَى جَبَلٍ لَرَأَيْتَهُ خَاشِعًا مُتَصَدِّعًا مِّنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ. As he recited the verse, there was a so-called sort of an implosion, and that masjid, that church came crumbling down to the ground. To indicate that the church, people, adherents of the church, are following a false religion. That it cannot even take the burden of one single verse of the Quran. This is a true religion. That 5 times a day the Quran is recited, yet the masjid is standing, it has developed a few cracks. Yeah, I've recited one verse only, and your entire church has come down, toppling down. Does that not indicate the truth and the haqqaniyat and the superiority of the deen of Islam? There was a jamaat once here in our country from Gambia. One is Zambia, we know, on our border. Gambia is another South African country. The brother in the jamaat related an amazing incident. He says somewhere in Europe, one man got onto a stage and he began to make a mockery of the Quran. How did he mock the Quran, insult the Quran? He brought a copy of the Quran onto the stage, and in a jeering manner, he's addressing the audience that the Muslims say that there is a verse in the Quran where Allah Ta'ala mentions that if we were to reveal the Quran on a mountain, the mountain would humble itself, break into pieces. But look, I am putting these Muslims' Quran on my head, nothing happening to my body. If a mountain can shatter, why is my body intact? Not only did he do that, but the wretched soul then threw the Quran onto the stage and he began to stomp onto the Quran. He began jumping on the Quran. In this way, he insulted the Quran. Allah Ta'ala's way is amazing. Am abramu amran fa inna mubrimun. Wa makaru wa makar Allah. That if people want to mock at the deen of Islam, Allah Ta'ala gives a bit of respite, bit of rope. When Allah Ta'ala then catches them, Allah Ta'ala catches them in a very severe way. That whatever show was there ended. This man that made a mockery of the Quran, he left that hall, that concert hall, whatever the case may be. He got into his vehicle. He had driven a mere 100 meters down the road. And he was involved in such a horrific accident that his body was torn apart. Limbs were strewn across the road. His body was decapitated. When Allah Ta'ala wants to punish, Allah Ta'ala punishes in amazing ways. He made a mockery that the Quran will do nothing to my body, yet his body split into many pieces. So in this way Allah Ta'ala shows the haqqaniyat and the truth of the deen of Islam. So let us not be discouraged, beguiled by those people who say that reading the Quran parrot fashion without understanding is, na'uzu billah, a waste of time. It is not a waste of time. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi, once in a dream, he had a conversation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In a dream he perceived that he is communicating with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he put a question forward to Allah ta'ala, that Ya Allah, kaifa ataqarrabu ilayk? That, oh Allah, how can I gain closeness to you? So the reply came in the dream, bitilawati kalami, that by reciting my book, reciting the Quran Kareem, you will come close to me. So in the same dream, Imam Ahmad rahmatullahi further asks, Ya Allah, bi fahmin aw bi ghayri fahmin. That to gain that proximity, will I come close to you by reciting the Quran with understanding or without understanding? And the reply came, bi fahmin aw bi ghayri fahmin. That whether you understand the Quran and recite, whether you recite it without understanding, either way, you will gain closeness to me. So therefore, even if you do not understand the Quran, you should recite it, make a regular practice, even out of the month of Ramadan. Because this was one of the duties of Nabi Karim Sa'asim, to teach the Ummah how to recite the Quran. He even taught the meaning of the Quran, but one of his duties was even to teach them how to recite the Quran, how to properly pronounce the words of the Quran, taking into account tajweed and the laws of tajweed. The Quran says, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. That surely Allah has conferred a great favor upon the believers, that He sent among them one of their own species from the humankind. Allah Ta'ala sent a Rasul, a Nabi to them. Nabi Sa'asim was not an angel, he was not a farishta. He was also a human being. In the Quran, Allah Ta'ala tells Nabi Sa'asim, announce, قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ. They say to the people that I am also but a human like you. But the big difference, يُوحَى إِلَيَّ. That upon me comes revelation, you do not get this revelation. Revelation is revealed upon me. That is a big difference between Nabi Sa'asim and other human beings. Otherwise, Nabi Sa'asim was also a human being. So from the human species, Allah Ta'ala says, we have conferred this favor upon you. We send this Rasul to you. And what are his duties? يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ. He came to the Ummah and he recites the words of the Quran. Teaches them how to recite the words. وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ. His other duty, to spiritually nurture them, to make the islah. And his third duty, وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابِ. He also teaches them the meaning of the Quran. So teaching them to recite is a separate duty, and to teach them the meaning of the Quran, a separate duty. So therefore, if a person recites without understanding the Quran, in that case also he is fulfilling one of the rights of the Quran, وَالْحِكْمَةِ. And Nabi Sam also taught to the people wisdom. Many meanings have been made of the word hikmah here, but the popular meaning, Nabi Sam also taught them his sunnah, the hadith. Because the sunnah is, after all, a commentary of the Quran al-Kareem. Nabi Sam verbally also explained the meaning of the Quran to the people. وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ ذِكْرَ لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ. That we have revealed this admonition, book of advices upon you, so that you in your own words, explain to the people what has been revealed unto them. Explain them the meaning of the Quran. So verbally explain that, and that we can learn from our ulama also, the meaning of the Quran. But at the same time, Nabi Sam also practically demonstrated, practice upon the Quran, that the Quran is basically a code of life, a manual for the success of every human being who wishes to adopt it, adhere to it, practice upon it. But Nabi Sa'asim came as an instructor of that manual. Today, if a person in his factory, if he has to purchase, order from overseas, some sophisticated machinery, normally an operating manual comes in book form with the machinery, but sometimes these books are full with jargon, difficult for even an experienced person to understand, especially when it's a new piece of machinery. So normally, because a person invests so much money on that machinery, that company from overseas will send an operator of that machine who will come and spend a few weeks in the factory where the machine has been ordered and teach the people who will be operating the machine, give them hands-on experience how to utilize that machine, how to operate that machine. So it makes the work much easier. So similarly, this Quran revealed upon the Ummah for the success of mankind up to the day of Qiyamah. Allah Ta'ala did not suffice by just sending the book. He sent an expert tutor and mentor in the form of Nabi Karim Sa'asim, that he came there to explain how to bring this manual into our day-to-day lives and practically demonstrated this. Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radhiyallahu was once questioned, "Kayfa kana khuluqu Rasulillah sallallahu alaihi wasallam?" How was akhlaq, character of Rasul Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam? So she replied, "Kana khuluqul Quran." That Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a personification, a living embodiment of the Quran Karim. He was a living example of the Quran Karim. He practically demonstrated how to put into practice every law, every promulgation, every ordinance of the Quran, so that man can see the success of this world and of the hereafter. So this is also a right of the Quran upon us. Many of us, unfortunately, we only hold the Quran in the month of Ramadan. In the month of Ramadan, tilawat ought to be increased. But we have to recite the Quran throughout the year, set aside a bit of time for the purpose of reciting at least some portion of the Quran in our day-to-day lives throughout the year as well. And in the month of Ramadan, it has to be increased. Huffaz, they do their door also, revision in the month of Ramadan, but they should revise the Quran throughout the year as well. We heard the other day, Jibreel alayhi salam used to come to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to make door with Jibreel alayhi salam. He used to read out the Quran to Jibreel alayhi salam once every Ramadan. But in the year of the demise of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam read out the Quran not once but twice to Jibreel alayhi salam. So in the month of Ramadan, tilawat should be increased. But in other parts of the year, let us fulfill the right of the Quran. Quran is not meant to stay on our shelves, to gather dust. Throughout the year, we should pick up the Quran, set aside some time, and tilawat of the Quran should be carried out in our day-to-day lives as well. Then we will see, inshallah, the barakat and blessings coming to our lives. You will see tragedies, calamities being averted. Such is the barakat of the Quran Kareem. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of appreciating this great ni'mat, this great bounty and boon of Allah Ta'ala, which He has bestowed upon the ummah of Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May He give us the tawfiq of fulfilling the right of the Quran as far as its recitation is concerned and as far as practicing upon the teachings of the Quran is also concerned. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. سلام على عباده الذين اصطفى سلام على المرسلين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وانزل المقعد المقرب عندك اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة صل على سيدنا محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وارحم سيدنا محمد وعلى سيدنا محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وترحم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما ترحمت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ترحم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما ترحمت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم تحنن على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما تحننت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم سلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما سلمت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وارحم سيدنا محمد وعلى سيدنا محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على آل سيدنا إبراهيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل سيدنا محمد. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته واجزه عنا ما هو أهله واجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته. وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما بارك على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل علينا معهم. اللهم بارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك علينا معهم. صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي. اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما جعلتها على آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. التحيات لله والصلاة الصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله تحيات الله وصلوات الطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار. نسأل الله الجنة ونعوذ بالله من النار. التحيات الليات لله زاكيات لله زاكيات لله الطيبات الصلاة الطيبات وات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء تحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. اللهم اغفر لي واهدني. اللهم اغفر لنا واهدنا. التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله تحيات الله صلوات الله زاكيات لله. السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله شهدت أن محمد رسول الله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات زاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات زاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات لله الصلوات الطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله. بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله.
اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله ولك كله ولك الملك كله بيدك الخير كله. اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. ربنا ولمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان واجعلنا من الراشدين واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين واجعلنا من المتطهرين واجعلنا من الداعين واجعلنا من الذين يأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر واجعلنا من الذين لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا. اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت. اللهم أجرنا من النار. اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار. اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا ورزقا حلالا طيبا وعملا متقبلا وشفاء من كل داء.
اللهم اجعلنا من عتقاء شهر رمضان، اللهم اغفر ذنوبنا بحرمة شهر رمضان، اللهم ارحمنا بحرمة شهر رمضان، اللهم اكرمنا بحرمة شهر رمضان. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك من نبيك وعبدك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك من نبيك وعبدك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وأنت المستعان وعليك الملاه، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. صلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، بفضل سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله.